This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has inaugurated the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police, DGP-IGP, in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. In his address, the Union Home Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the DGSP and IGSP conference has emerged as a key forum for resolving the country's internal security challenges, ranging from identifying problems and challenges to formulating strategies and policies. On Nixilism, Mr. Shah stated that in the last 7 years, the central government has strengthened the security grid by constructing 586 fortified police stations. As a result, the number of Nixil-affected districts has come down from 126 in 2014 to just 11 today. He added, Mr. Shah vowed that the country will be completely free from the menace of Nixilism before the next DGSP-IGSP conference. Referring to broader security challenges, Mr. Shah said that the Modi government has provided permanent solutions to the three hotspots which had become a festering wound for the nation: Nixilism, the Northeast, and Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over various sessions of the conference scheduled today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Panchat Manotsav of Sri Sansthan Gokarna Patgali Jivottam Mutt near Kankona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं, तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं। विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है। जब समाज जुड़ता है, जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है, तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है। श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना, मन को जोड़ना, परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना है। इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में यह मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है।
The country's gross domestic product GDP registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman hailed the growth and affirmed that the government will continue to advance reforms and strengthen ease of living for every citizen. India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly in London. India secured the highest number of votes in the category, comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. The by-election for 12 wards of the Municipal Corporation of Delhi MCD is scheduled to take place tomorrow. The voting will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The counting of votes is scheduled on the 3rd of next month. In view of the by-elections tomorrow, Delhi Metro train services will begin at 4 a.m. from all terminal stations. In Sri Lanka, the cyclonic storm Ditwa continues to wreak havoc, triggering floods and landslides across multiple regions, leaving homes destroyed and transport links cut off. India has rushed emergency assistance under the Operation Sagar Bandhu, with naval ships delivering essential relief supplies. The Disaster Management Center confirmed 69 deaths, 34 missing, and more than 2,19,000 people affected. Meanwhile, in view of the expected extreme weather conditions associated with Cyclone Ditwa, IndiGo has cancelled several flight services scheduled for today at Puducherry Airport. Considering the possibility of very heavy rainfall, Puducherry government has announced holiday today for schools and colleges. In hockey, hosts India, along with defending champions Germany, Argentina and Belgium, all opened their campaigns with victories at the FIH Men's Junior World Cup 2025 being played in Tamil Nadu. This year's FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup is the largest ever, featuring 24 teams competing in Chennai and Madurai. The teams are divided into six groups of four, playing in a preliminary round-robin format, with group winners advancing to the quarter-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.